or scared or angry. And yet at the same time, we keep everyone else away. Because basically, deep down inside, we don't want anybody to get close to us. But watch what we do. We build the jail, and we put ourselves inside of it. Now again, remember, we're not dumb. In every one of our jails, we always put a window. Inside the window, we put some nice bars on it. Then we get inside the jail and put a nice big strong door on the jail. We jump inside, lock it real good so nobody can get in. But see, again, we're not dumb. We always keep the key to our own jail in our hand. But then the game that we play is kind of interesting. We walk around the jail all day long, yelling and screaming and griping because we're in jail. Griping about all these things that people do to us. That's why we have the window. We yell out the window, we gripe, we scream, we yell, we complain, we carry on. And eventually what happens is, sooner or later, somebody walks by the window. When they walk by the window, what happens is, maybe they'll listen to us. See, again, one of the things that we all need in the course of our life, which is kind of interesting, is that most of us need somebody to constantly listen to our craziness and listen to our insanity. As long as they listen to it, they acknowledge it, and they acknowledge our jail. And what happens is, as long as we stay inside, we're in control. As long as we're inside this whole element, we basically don't really have to make any changes. We control the situation from inside our jail. What are we scared of? It's very simple. We're scared to be able to open that door and walk out and begin the journey. What is the jail? The jail is our comfortable world, our secure world. The jail is the place where basically we can just simply put all of our little elements and control ourselves. We never really have to walk out of it. As long as I stay in there, nobody will hurt me. Nobody will come near me. And again, I can control life. It's lonely inside this jail. It's scary inside this jail. And yet, I like it because it's comfortable and because I'm used to it. And because for me, it's my way of life. What's so scary about this process of the third step is that sooner or later, we have to make a decision. And it's the hardest decision of our life. We have to make a decision to open the door, to reach down into our hand, pick up the key, put it in the lock, and open the door. Now, why don't we open the door? We have the power to open it. We have the key. We have the power to open ourselves. But why don't we? That's very simple. We are scared to open the door because if we open the door, we do not know what's on the other side. We have no concept of what's on the other side. See, the scary thing for us is to walk out that door and to begin the journey. Because the journey we're talking about in recovery is a journey that we walk, not knowing where it will lead us. And we have to have faith. We have to have trust. We have to have belief as we walk this journey. You see, again, we have to be able to open ourselves up and begin to believe that the journey of life will take us exactly where we're supposed to go, if we are open to it. But it's so scary for us to be open because all of our lives we have lived in controlled atmospheres. All of our life we have closed ourselves off. All of our life we have lived in fear. There's an old saying that fear and guilt are two things that do not exist. That if you face your fears, if you look at your fears, they no longer exist. The same thing as regards our guilts. The scary part of it is that we're scared to look at our fears. We're scared to grow. We're scared to change. We're scared to experience newness inside of ourselves. When you walk out that door of your jail and you leave that jail behind you, you walk into a very uncomfortable world, a world of newness. And yet, even though it's uncomfortable, it's pretty beautiful. It's pretty neat. It's pretty special. It's pretty open. What that means is I now give myself permission. And the hardest thing in the world for us to do is to give ourselves permission to go on the journey. And that's why in the third step, they teach us the key to recovery, the key to self-knowledge, the key to discovery of life is to open that door and to walk out. But to walk out in faith, to walk out in belief,